Both Republican and Democratic backers of the bill say the law will help keep gun-toting criminals off the streets. But opponents, like Milwaukee Democratic Senator Lena Taylor, say research shows mandatory minimums aren't effective in deterring crime. Taylor's worried the law will fall the hardest on African American men and increase racial disparity in the state's prisons.
Because we lead in the nation in incarceration of African American men per capita. So we don't need more of the same. We need innovation.
Taylor's also worried that because the bill eliminates judicial discretion, it will prevent judges from making an informed decision about which offenders really deserve a longer sentence. The law would sunset in 5 years, allowing lawmakers to assess whether it really has reduced gun crimes. But Nicole Porter of the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project says research has found that approach doesn't work in the long run.
What is effective in deterrence is the certainty of arrest or being held accountable, not necessarily severe or excessive prison terms. Lawmakers may think it makes sense that lengthening prison terms will serve as a deterrent effect. We know that in practice, that's just not a pragmatic view.
Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.